We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
Hope is like the thermostat. It sets it like, I feel some air conditioning in here. There's a thermostat somewhere over here, and somebody set that. And you have to set that thermostat before you ever get that compressor and all the other component parts working together to get us any fresh, cool air inside of here. And hope is your goal setter. Hope is your thermostat.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Tomorrow is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagen with his teaching, Effective Faith.
Let's begin to think about three words in the New Testament. Three words. Probably three of the most important words in the entirety of the New Testament. Now, they're found all through the New Testament. But you find them all three together in 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, or love. And these three, but the greatest of these is love. The three most important words in the entire New Testament are faith, hope, and love. Now, a lot of people want to get on you when you talk about hope. But if you don't have hope, you're never even going to get to the faith portion. If you don't have hope, in fact, hope for something better is what keeps you going till you find out about faith and how to make it work. See, everybody wants to throw hope out the window. In fact, Paul once some places said, you know, if we did not have this hope, talking about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, we would be of most men, we'd be most miserable. That's what he said. I'm not going to talk a whole lot about hope because it needs a whole session on its own. I won't say too much about love because they need a whole session on their own. I'll talk about faith a little bit here. And we need to realize that we have to have hope. Hope is like the thermostat. It sets it like, I feel some air conditioning in here. There's a thermostat somewhere over here, and somebody set that. And you have to set that thermostat before you ever get that compressor and all the other component parts working together to get us any fresh, cool air inside of here. And hope is your goal setter. Hope is your thermostat. Faith is like the working parts, the compressor and the fan motor and all that other that gets it going. But hope is the first thing you have to have. But we're going to slip on by that one. And I want to talk about faith. And I want to approach it from a practical standpoint. I approach the teaching of the Word of God from a very practical standpoint. I don't need something that happened yesterday. I don't need a pie-in-the-sky future. I need something for the now. I need something for this day, right now, when I'm living. Today's when I'm hurting. Today's when I need something. Right now is when I need some answers and need some help. Not tomorrow. Not looking forward into the great by and by. Not looking to the past. I need something now. And so I teach from a practical standpoint. What is faith? Is it a magic formula, as some people would say, that's going to have you to be able to float and fly through life on flowery beds of ease? You know, some people would think if you get in the faith walk that you are just going to sort of float along. Never have another trial, never have another test, never face another problem. Some people think that is what living by faith is. And I'm here to tell you today, living by faith is not that. You will have trials, you will have tests. Smith Wigglesworth said, and I heard my dad saying this, he and I were talking together, And he said that Wigglesworth says that you couldn't have great faith without having a great battle. The test. You can't have a great victory if you ain't ever had a fight. Huh? You know, you got to get involved to get a victory. You don't get a victory by sitting on the sidelines. You know, you don't win the game by sitting on the bench saying, well, I believe we got the best team there is. We got the best game plan. We got the best running back in the country. We're the best. But if you don't ever put a team on the field, you're not ever going to win the game. And a lot of people, they talk faith, and they talk about faith, and they talk about what they think faith is, but they really don't know anything about faith because they never have got off the bench yet. They never have got in the game. They talk about victory, and they've never been out there participating. You see, the Apostle Paul wrote more about faith than anybody in the whole New Testament. In fact, all of our teaching on the subject of faith that we teach from, most of it comes from the Apostle Paul's writings about faith. And yet, if you study his life, you will find that he faced more trials, more tribulations. It says that he was beat with rods 3 times. He was whipped, left for dead 2 times, shipwrecked. Now, does that sound like a guy that was floating through life on flowery beds of ease without any problems, tests, or trials to you? Now, here's the guy that said, he said, now thanks be unto God which always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Which always causes us to triumph. And yet, he's in the jail. His back bleeding. He's shipwrecked. Gets on the island. Over there and gets bit by a snake. Huh? I mean, you know, he faced some tough situations. And yet he says, we're always a victor. If you're going to ride on this train of faith, you're going to pay the fare. I mean, do you expect to go out to the airport and get on one of those airliners and fly to Dallas, Texas without paying? No, you sure don't. Well, you say, what are you talking about paying? That means you're going to have to learn how to take faith and to make it operate for you. See, faith is not something that is going to buy you cheap reality. It'll buy you victory, but it's not going to come just because you said, I believe God. God's going to take care of me and sit down and do nothing. You will still be sitting there doing nothing, holler, God's going to take care of me while you're starving to death. Well, the Bible says whatever you put your hand to, you'll prosper. If you're sitting there not putting your hand, not doing nothing, what's God got to prosper you with? Huh? Now get up and go to work, do something, and then let your faith do some working for you. Now, some people think that faith is a substitute for not ever having to work. I quit my job, I'm going to live by faith. They rear back in their easy chair. Woo, bless God. I found the way to cop out on life. I'm going to quit my job and live by faith. Throw their feet up on the hassock, you know, or on the recliner. Put their hands behind their heads. Woo, ain't this great living by faith. Never work again. Don't have to sweat no more. But the very guy that wrote all about living by faith, he also said, paraphrasing it into modern day English, if you don't work, you don't eat. Amen. You know, some people, they like to be lazy anyway, and this is their cop out on life. But it's time that we quit soft peddling. It's time we quit soft peddling this thing. It's time that we quit leading people on. Faith is real. It'll do something for you. But I'm going to tell you something. When you determine to live by faith, you've got to make up your mind whether you're going to play the game or just talk the game. And there's a big difference between talking and actually getting out and producing. I've seen a lot of people that could talk about how fast they could run. I've run a lot of track. I ran in state track meet, and I was pretty fast, and I can still burn pretty good. And I've seen a lot of people talk about how fast they were and how good they were in high school and how fast they could run. I said, well, hey, I run a little bit. How about let's go out here and having a race? I don't want to embarrass you, Ken. I said, that's all right. Don't worry about it. We go out there and I'll mark it off and I say, how far you want to run? Well, my best distance is so-and-so. I said, fine, that's what we'll run. And I'm waiting on them when they finish. I said, I thought you could run. Then they start making excuses. Well, this, that, and the other. I said, hey, I'm in the same position. And I'm 5 years older than you are, too. I said, now, I want to tell you something. And I use this illustration because I've used it to teach some people something. I said, I want to show you a little secret here, and it'll help you. Because, see, just the way you were mouthing off about how you could run and so forth, the same thing you've been doing about faith and everything else, but yet what you're saying and what you're doing and what you can do don't measure up. So get the two together if you're going to be a success for God. That's the reason a lot of people don't want to get involved with faith and the things of God, because the people that are doing the talking, they hadn't got any results to go with it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 4-CD series, Knowing God as Your Father. Next is Lynette Hagin's slimline book entitled God's Peace, Experience It All the Time. Last but not least is Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD series, It Shall Come to Pass. All these items are for the special price of only $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's R-H-E-M-A. .org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, honey, we are taking applications now for Rhema Bible Training College for the fall semester. Wow, it's hard to believe that this year is going by.
It's going by so fast.
And so if you're interested, you can just go to rbtc.org/apply, and there's an application right there.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Effective Faith. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.